This is my first
visit.
Nice
talking to you.
What time does the concert start?
It's kind of you to say
so. Excuse me, how can I get to the Palace Museum?
Taipei is an overpopulated city and the land is expensive.
你说英语，
我说英语，
他也说英语，
英语你我他。
听众朋友好，欢迎收听英语你我他，我是方巨琴，
我是阿 B。
阿 B 啊，我们昨天开始提到了助动词，对不对？
是的。
那助动词其实它重点是在加强我们的哪一方面？
动词的语气。
对呀，就是动词的语气，给我们动词加上一种感情的色彩。像我们昨天提到 can， 对不对？ can 可以表示能力啊，所以表示能力啦，甚至于表示许可啦，或者是禁止啦等等，我们都可以用到助动词。不过助动词有很重要的一点，就是助动词可不可以加 s？
不可以。
对呀、啊、I can, you can, he 也是 can 不能加 s 的。
对，
can 不能加 ed， 但是它本身有过去式， can 的过去式是
could
c-o-u-l-d， 或者呢你可以用另外一个片语来代替它， be
Able to
do something， 对不对、
嗯、
如果是过去式呢，就把那个 be 动词改成
过去
式就好了。 Was able to, were able to do something。 那如果我讲一个句子，你看哪里有错哈？我说他钢琴弹得很好， He can play the piano very well。
He can play
the piano very well。
坐在哪里？
嗯，
place，
对呀、啊、
不应该要 s。
对呀、啊、can 是助动词，所以提醒各位朋友，助动词后面要加原形动词、
嗯、
所以那个 plays 的 s 要去掉。 He can play the piano very well、哦、
是。
那它跟 be 动词一样，改成问句的时候呢，要把助动词移到句子的最前面。对，所以 Can he play the pianoVery well。 那如果是否定呢，那个 not 要加在哪里呢？
就在 can 的后面。
对，也就是在助动词的后面，所以要说 He cannot play the piano very well、啊、所以助动词注意到它的后面接原形动词，否定句的时候直接在它后面加 not 再加原形动词，疑问句的时候呢就把助动词移到
最
前
面。
那它本身不管第几人称，不可以加 s， 不可以加 ed。
没错。
好，那我们昨天提到 can 哦， can 可以表示能力，像我们提到说他会说法文，对不对？他会说法文就是 he
can speak French。
对， he can speak French 表示他的能力。我们再来举一个大家都知道的，猫会爬树，对不对？
没错。
诶，那个爬怎么说？
climb。
climb， 就在注意到这个字 climb， C-L-I-M 后面还有一个字母 B,
B。
对，不要忘掉了，那个 B 不发音啊，念的时候是 climb
climb，
但是拼的时候有一个 b， 实在很讨厌哈。不过有好多字都是这个样子啊、m 后面有一个 b 的，我们以后碰到再跟各位讲。那猫会爬树，用 can 要怎么说？
Cats can climb trees。
Cats can climb trees。
Cats can climb trees。
那我要你用 be able to 来取代 can。
Cats are able to climb trees。
对呀，因为 cats 阿比用的是复数咯，所以 be 动词要变成 are。 Cats are able to climb trees。
Cats are able to climb trees。
好，我们再来一个我们平常常常用到的，如果你去逛街，逛个店里面也好，或者你到某个机构啊，一进去人家一看你是陌生人，就会有人问咯，诶，有何贵干啊？有什么事情啊？我可以帮你怎么样的解答的或等等，有没有印象他们怎么说？
Can I help you?
Can I help you? 啊，就用 can， 对不对？
是。
或者你可以再加一个疑问词 what? What can I help you?
What can I help you?
因为这两个都很好。 Can I help you?
Can I help you?
What can I help you?
What can I help you?
有没有注意到这两个 intonation 它的音调有点不一样？
有。
差别在哪？
what 的时候，我们记得就是要把它降下来。
哎，有疑问词的时候，我们习惯音调会往下降。What can I help you? 但是 can I help you?
you
对不对？
就是、扬上去了。哎，
对，音调是有点往上扬的。那我现在要练习一个过去式咯。我年轻的时候跑得很快，跑得快的叫 run fast。那我年轻的时候我跑得很快是我当时的能力咯。过去式试试看。
I could run fast when I was young.
Yeah, 完全正确。I could, 过去式。I could run fast when I was young.
I could run fast when I was young.
很好。好，再来一句哈。我的意思是说他说话相当的快。但是我了解他说什么。有一点长，不过其实不难哈。他说话很快，刚讲跑得快叫 run fast， 说话说得快叫 speak fast。然后呢，我了解他说什么，那个了解可以用 understand。但是我希望你这句也用过去式，比如说我在一个场合，他在演讲或者发表一个什么意见的时候，他说话很快，不过我是相当了解的。
嗯哼，所以 speak 的过去式是 spoke。
对， spoke， S-P-O-K-E。
She spoke fast, but I could understand what she was saying.
Very, very good. She spoke fast, but I could understand what she was saying.
She spoke fast, but I could understand what she was saying.
好，这边阿比用的是 what she was saying， 就是当时她正在说些什么。她用的是过去进行时，也是非常好的一个时态。其实呢，如果你说她说话相当的快，也可以加一个副词，相当的 pretty 可以当漂亮，
对
不对？
漂亮。
不过当副词是相当的、十分的，所以相当的快可以讲 pretty fast。
Pretty fast.
She spoke pretty fast.
She spoke pretty fast.
But I could understand what she was saying.
But I could understand what she was saying.
She spoke pretty fast, but I could understand what she was saying.
She spoke pretty fast, but I could understand what she was saying.
好，再来一个句子，也是过去式哦。昨天晚上我睡得不好，睡得好叫 sleep well。
Wow.
那没办法睡得好呢 ，cannot sleep well， 但是是过去式哦。
Could not，
对
，I could not sleep well。
昨天晚上
，last night。
I couldn't sleep well last night。
I couldn't sleep well last night。
你看 ，couldn't 就是 could
not
的缩写了。好，那我要你用。Be able to 来取代 couldn't， 哇哦，这有点点难哦。
也不会耶，你只要好好的想一下 ，be able to， 过去式 ，I wasn't able to sleep well last night。
Very good， 真的很好。I wasn't able to sleep well last night。
I wasn't able to sleep well last night。
Real time
练习时间。
现在我们把学到的句子练习一下。猫会爬树。Cats are able to climb trees.
Cats are able to climb trees.
有何贵干 ？What can I do for you?
What can I do for you?
我年轻的时候跑得很快。I could run fast when I was young.
I could run fast when I was young.
她说话相当快，但我了解她说什么。She spoke pretty fast, but I could understand what she was saying.
She spoke pretty fast, but I could understand what she was saying.
我昨晚睡不好。I couldn't sleep well last night.
I couldn't sleep well last night.
今天我们时间又到咯，我是方俊晴。
我是阿 B。
拜拜。